It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
I saw you making the wine in the fall. The Bordeaux region has not on your regions at all.
When you stepped in the vat
to make the grapes flat,
I fell off the wagon.
Said that's what I'm having. You smiled as you squeezed all those grapes through your little pink toes. So here goes, lovely maiden.
How I've been waiting.
Lovely lass.
Could I have a glass?
Enough of your teasing. Just give me a Riesling to dance. I saw you stomping the grapes with your feet. Your cute Chardonnay, it made my day complete. When you lifted your gown
and brought your feet down,
I said, oh, how fine are the legs of this wine. You laughed as you squeezed all those grapes into so much more. So here goes, lovely maiden.
How I've been waiting.
Lovely lass.
Could I have a glass?
Enough of your work and come up, pull my cork and let's dance.
Song of the show was Great Stomping, performed by Three Quarter Ale from Three Quarter Ale. Found out more at threequarterale.com. This is the 285th podcast in the Ren Faire podcast, and it's the anniversary drinking show, if you can't already tell.
The anniversary drinking song show.
Well, I thought we were just drinking.
You are. I have to drive. I can't drink. I have to observe. I'm your designated driver. Designated listener. I don't know.
Yeah, listener, because I ain't going anywhere now.
Okay, we are going to welcome our newest Patreon, Emily Thomas. Thank you for your support.
Yay!
I am Sonia, and
I am Angelica.
Whoa, you got it right. I didn't know if you could.
No!
The next song is We Never Drink, performed by the Lost Boys from The Lost Boys. And guess what? You can find out more at facebook.com/ Lost Boys 1599. And tell String we said hi.
Hi, String.
Of all the vices we could choose to dedicate this tune,
we sing to toast a weakness to which we're quite immune.
Rumor and conjecture have us always in our cups,
and if we fall off the cart, the queen will surely kick our
so butts. So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink. From our stance of fortitude, never shall we shrink. So drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Of all the vices we could choose to avoid,
by drinking we shall never fear that we shall be destroyed.
So bring forth your black and tan, bring forth your wine.
If you show us any lack of faith, we'll show you our behind.
So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink.
If we ever break our vow, we're sure to cause a stink. So drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Don't try to tempt us, you'll only make us laugh. Ha 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 ha.
You'll only further our resolve to never, never quaff.
Quaff, quaff,
quaff, quaff,
quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff, quaff. Drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink.
Of all the vices from which we could abstain,
drink is not a sacrifice, so let us make that plain.
We shall resist thy casks of ale as thy Guinness pass.
And if thou believest us not, then you can all go kiss my ass.
So say we now. Drink, drink, we never drink. In the face of revelry, our eyes will never blink. So drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. Don't try to tempt us, you'll only make us laugh.
You'll only further our resolve to never, never
quaff. Drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink. So drink, 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 drink. You'll have to do it for us, for we never, never drink.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. More to the point, what does that really mean? For true sponsorship, there must be a commonality of interests and goals. Although it is paradoxically pieced together from recordings, the ultimate aim of this podcast is to support live, fair entertainment through the appreciation of the music and the performing artists of Renaissance festivals. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
Me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin with a lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me boots? Me noggy, noggy boots. They're all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the toe is all worn out and the heel is knocked about. And the soles are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog. Me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin with a lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me shirts? Me noggy, noggy shirts. They're all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the collar is all wore and the sleeves they are all tore. And the tails are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog. Me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me tin with a lassie drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. And where are me guns? Me noggy, noggy guns. They're all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, me flint is all worn out and me boar is rusted out. And me balls are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog. Me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, it's
spent all me tin with a lassie drinking gin. Out across the western ocean I must wander. And where is me bed? Me noggy noggy bed. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, I lent it to a whore. Now the sheets, they are all tore. And the springs are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me coin, always thinking with me groin. And now the lady spent what I have squandered. And where are me sails, me noggy, noggy sails? They're all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, we cut them with the sword when the ladies came aboard. And we use them all as padding for our pleasure. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me coin, always thinking with me groin. And now the ladies spend what I have squandered. Well, I'm sick in the head, I haven't been to bed. Since I came ashore with me plunder, I see centipedes and snakes, and I'm full of pains and aches. And I think I'll make a path away up yonder. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all me coin, always thinking with me groin. And now the ladies spend what I have squandered. And now penniless and hungry, I must wander.
That last song was All For Me Grog, performed by the Bilge Pumps from Greatest Hits Volume 8. You can find out more at bilgepumps.com. Check out the piratedirectory.com for the ultimate source of all things piratical. The next song is Bottoms Up, performed by the Dread Crew of Oddwood from Rain the Helm. You can find out more at thedreadcrewofoddwood.com.
Thank you. Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Randall Kimbrough, and the Kilted Kings for supporting our show. You can find out more about Jesse Linder on Facebook or at cdbaby.com, and find the Kilted Kings on Facebook, CD Baby, and thekiltedkings.com.
I could be a drunken ferret, a pirate with a parrot, a buccaneer to some. I would walk with a swagger and I'd wield a deadly dagger if I only had some rum. I could sail a Captain Sparrow, leave behind a straight and narrow, a scoundrel on the run. I would make rum mimosas and I'd drink them with Barbossa if I only had some rum.
Tell you why we fly the Jolly Roger in the breeze. I could sail away and do just as I please and bring the British Navy to their knees. I would be a fearsome sailor, a pirate, not a whaler, not just another bum. Pirate pots I'd be hatching and my arse not be a scratching if I only had some rum. Now I'd like to try to pillage every village on the shore. I would plunder from Key West to Baltimore and then go back and take some more. I'd be awesome with a pistol from Jamaica up to Bristol, the treasure I have won. My pirate ship would be a big un. I'd go swinging through the rigging if I only had some rum. Jolly Roger, I'd be flying. Spanish captains would be dying if I only had some rum.
That last song was If I Only Had Some Rum, performed by Pirates for Sale from Dark Side of the Lagoon.
We have two tickets to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival to give away. Please go to our Facebook page and post a picture of yourself in garb, comment, hashtag LARF ticket, and tell us why you want to attend the festival in Louisiana. The next song is Whiskey O, performed by Pride of Bedlam from Boarding Party. You can find out more at their Facebook page. Look for Pride O Bedlam, PRIDEOBEDLAM.
Whiskey is the life of man. It's been that way since the world began. Well, I like whiskey hot and strong, and I'll drink whiskey all night long.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh. Off this yard must go, John,
rise her up from down below.
Well, whiskey here and whiskey there. Well, whiskey almost anywhere. Well, whiskey up and whiskey down. And whiskey all around the town.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go, John,
rise her up from down below.
Some likes whiskey, some likes beer. Well, I wish I had a barrel here. Oh, whiskey straight and whiskey strong. For your whiskey, I'll sing a song.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh. Off this yard must go,
John, rise her up from down below.
If whiskey was a river and I could swim, well, I'd say here goes and dive right in. If whiskey was a river and I was a duck,
to dive to the bottom and never come up.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, up aloft this yard must go.
John, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey comes too near my nose, well, I tip it up and down she goes. I wish I knew where whiskey grew, I'd eat the leaves and branches too.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below. Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, rise her up from down below.
Whiskey, 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 oh, this yard must go.
John, rise her up from down below.
Fugly here. I have recently had occasion to ask Cedric of the Bedlam Bards to share with us one of his Tales from the Fair.
There was a
lass who was in the court way back when I was very new, and I thought she was absolutely beautiful, and she was not seeing anyone, and nor was I, and so I would spend all week long trying to come up with a neat thing to say to her when I kissed her hand the next week. So I would deliver some flower of prose every week, something like, I once saw a swan swim in the sunset's reflection, but when I see you, I behold true beauty. And she would always reply with something that suggested that I was lying or making it up, and even say things like, verily, thou hast kissed the Blarney Stone, or my lord, thine eyes are brown for a reason, and things like that. And so, finally, one week she said that, and I was prepared. I said, fair lady, fairest of the fair, thou treats me most unfairly, for 'tis true, each day I utter many a word more fair than true to many a lass, alas, more true than fair, but each to thank me for the false compare, and bless me, though 'tis plain I lie. But when of thee I speak plain truth, and say that thou art truly fair, thou treats me unfairly, and sayest that in that truth I lie. Now to lie in truth would be my joy, if in sooth I lie with thee. But of thee, to thee, nor about thee, falsehood shall not from me fly. And so I say, condemn me not, unfairest yet most fair, when thy plain truth outfares my fairest lies. Sadly, even that was not enough to convince her that I actually thought she was beautiful and worth talking to. So I gave up.
And therein lies the story.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You can, of course, find out more about Cedric and the Bedlam Bards on Facebook under Bedlam Bards.
Down there is a tavern tale. You never do think you'd take a small drink of Brannigan's special ale. Start saying things real funny, ick, I'm given half a chance. Start swirling around and you'll then tumble down, and the mice on your head will all dance. You'll see unicorns and dragons and a castle made of gold. A feast of all feasts with fantastical beasts of the likes which you've never been told. You'll fly on a magic carpet, on a purple sea you'll sail. You can talk to the fish because you had the wish to drink Brannigan's special ale. You may be a rich and noble king in a castle great and grand. Dare not go to sleep when you're counting the sheep of all the herds in the land. The count is on a parchment which gets stolen by a gale. Losing count is quite dread, now you're losing your head off of Brannigan's special ale. You may be a powerful wizard and know every kind of spell. You know all of the names of the demons and flames, even those who would never dare tell. A beautiful lady seeks your craft to make her skin more pale, but your spell has gone wrong, now her nose is too long off of Brannigan's special ale. Perchance within this drunken dream you'll think yourself a knight who's been knocked off your horse, but it's all in due course, your opponent has won the fight. She strips off all her armor, removes her dress of mail. Try hard not to stare, because you took the dare to drink Brannigan's special ale. I'm telling you, my own friends, there's none that can avail. You'll be lost forever, that's why you should never drink Brannigan's special ale.
I'm Bob Brinkman, and this is From the Archives. You were just listening to Brannigan's Special Ale by Heather Alexander from her album Midsummer. According to Alexander James Adams, her appointed musical heir, Heather was actually a changeling who was called back to Fairyland in November of 2006. At the same time, Alexander, the child in whose place she'd originally been left and who had been raised in Fairyland, was released after beating the Fairy Queen in a fiddling contest. Thus, Alec now carries on Heather's musical legacy. While Heather Alexander has vanished through the mists of the fairy woods, Alexander James Adams is on tour and is certainly worth a listen. As this is the anniversary and drinking show, it seems appropriate that we take a moment for a toast to absent friends separated from us by distance, time, or death. May they know that we honor them as we live and take breath. We have not chosen to leave such treasured friends behind, and so we honor them and carry them with the power of our mind. A toast then to these fondly remembered women and men, until someday, somewhere, somehow, we're blessed to meet again. Kanpai. The duo of Seiler and Clark, possibly best known for Too Long at the Fair, certainly were not together long enough. We still miss the blend of humor and harmony shared by those lovable scallywags. And now that they've gone their separate ways, Gary Seiler does continue to perform at shows across the country. So tonight we'll leave you with Whiskey, Wine, and Beer by Seiler and Clark from their album Blue.
There was a fine young gentleman, long been on the road, spied an inn, thought that he might rest his weary load. Called up for the stable boy, bought himself a room. He checked the bed, he thought that he might occupy it soon.
And with any luck,
he rested for a while. Then he thought he'd go downstairs, where the innkeeper ragged quite some length of the evening's bill of fare. He found an empty table, sat himself to dine. He told the wench to quench my thirst, a jack of your best wine.
Since the dawning of civilization, mankind has searched for ways to brew, ferment, and otherwise alter the fruits, grains, and herbs around him in order to alter his state of mind. Now, while these processes have had great effect on the socialization and creative skills of man, it has also had the unfortunate side effect of allowing, indeed encouraging, the homeliest of Homo sapiens to procreate.
Whiskey, wine, and beer, boys, have some over here. We'll find the girl our drunken dreams tell you. Let's all have a cheer, boys, whiskey, wine, and beer. But with every passing drink, our standards clean. Well, several flagons later, when the meal was finally done, he wandered over to the bar, a chance to have some fun. He called out for the barman, and he cried, "Your finest ale!" And after six or seven pints, the drink began to tell. Though his head was spinning and his stomach felt quite queer, he had a double whiskey for to kill the taste of beer. Last thing he remembered, as the room began to whirl, "Perhaps I've had enough to drink, it's time to find that girl." Ho! Whiskey, wine, and beer, boys, we'll have some over here. Find the girl our drunken dreams tell. Let's all have a cheer, boys, a whiskey, wine, and beer. But with every passing drink, our standards be. Oh, he tried to kiss the barmaid, she pushed him out her way. Staggering back the tavern, looking for a willing maid. She caught his eye from across the room, a beauty filled his head. He knew at once she was the one to take up to his bed. Oh, what a fire so young and sweet, such a brilliant smile. Eyes of blue, so full of youth, a voice in angels' choir.
To 70 blind and crippled, and snoring by the fire.
Ho! Whiskey, wine, and beer, boys, have some over here. We'll find the girl our drunken dreams have. Let's all have cheer, boys, the whiskey, wine, and beer. But with every passing drink, I said there's faith. Whiskey, wine, and beer, boys, pass them over here. We'll find the girl I fucking dreamed of. Let's all have cheer, boys, whiskey, wine, and beer. Since somewhere around 400 BC, they've been helping to get ugly people laid.
Hello, my lords and ladies.
Greetings and salutations.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
Hmm.
What was that?
I'm just checking our mail. Final notice. Final notice. Final notice.
Nicole, I hope that's some sort of invitation you forgot to respond to.
I wish, but I believe it is the final notice for some sort of debt collection.
I told you you weren't allowed to have a credit card, and now you've gone behind my back. And
I couldn't help it! The Nordstrom semi-annual sale is just so delightful.
Nicole, have you ever heard of the counters?
Oh, that sounds fun. Will they finally teach me how to count?
No, the counters are the prisons. More specifically, the debtors' prisons in London, where you will be sent if you don't pay off this card.
I'm too pretty to go to prison.
Let me describe to you the conditions in which you would be living were you sent there. I quote, "In this wretched counters, I perceive money plays fast and loose, purchases favor, and without that, naught but misery."
I don't like misery.
You won't fare well with it.
Oh no, I might throw up.
Save it for a display of dominance in the debtor's prison, which you're on your way to. I hear the bailiffs coming now. Listeners, if you would like to learn more about how to avoid debtor's prison, you can listen to episode 79 of our history podcast, Rude Tutors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, or at rudetutors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
I hope you call the bailiff. It's okay, I swallowed it.
Since June is our anniversary month, and best known around here at the castle for our drinking show, to help us celebrate our anniversary, I thought I would pop open a very, very special liqueur called Benedicting. The incredible story of Benedicting started back in 1510 in the Abbey of France, where Benedicting monks created a very secret elixir that would become very famous many, many, many years later. Benedicting contains 27 different herbs and spices. Only 21 of the herbs and spices are known to the public. To this day, there are only 3 people in the entire world that know how to actually make this liqueur. Taste of Benedicting is really, really hard to explain. All I can really tell you is that it's sweet and wonderful. So if you have not tried this wonderful liqueur, I highly recommend it, and it is by far one of my favorite liqueurs. The next time you're in the mood for a fantastic liqueur, I highly recommend giving a very old and secret driven mystery liqueur a try. So give a try to Benedicting. That's what I'll be drinking for this drinking episode. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Come one and all, both great and small, with voices loud and clear. And let us sing, bless Bessie the Queen, who painted the tax upon beer. For I like to drop a good beer, I do, I like to drop a good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
Ministers
master shape the duty on Cape and cause port wine to be here, so that he may keep the bread and meat cheap and give us a drop of good beer.
For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
In the drinking of rum, the maggots will come, and soon both plates will appear. I never goes out, but I carry about me wee pint noggin of beer.
For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
My good wife and I, we always feel dry at market on Saturday night. With a noggin of beer, I never need fear, if my wife always says it is right.
For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
The farmer's board for plenty of corn, let it come from far and near. And in harvest home, the nugget will fall if he gives us all plenty of beer.
For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. Long may Queen Elizabeth reign, and to her subjects be dear. And the water flows wherever she goes, she gives us a skinful of beer. For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer. For I like a drop of good beer, I do, I like a drop of good beer. And damn his eyes, whoever tries to rob a poor man of his beer.
That last song was Drop of Good Beer, performed by Celtic Squall from Celtic Squall. Find more at cdbaby.com/CD/Celtic Squall.
The next song is Riches, Women, and Beer, performed by Ed Miller and Rob Sansonetti from My Own Brand of Crazy. You can find out more at cheeksandphoenix.com.
Even though ye rowdy boys, the wind's caught in our sail. There's no time to be wasted, so all hands sound the bell. There's a bounty to be had out beyond yonder seas. We're at the captain's pleasure, boys, we shall do as we please. So we'll hoist the black, watch them tremble with fear. We're here for your riches, your women, and your beer. I set sail as a boy, but I came back a man. I've been to America, around the horn to Japan. I sailed the seven seas, found adventure and life's toil. I'll take my life on the sea, you can keep yours on the soil. So we'll hoist the black, watch them tremble with fear. We're here for your riches, your women, and your beer. Up the mast and across the beam, full sails in the wind now, boys, is a pirate's dream. So we sail for the glory or a fine glass of wine. We live for the port of call and the women we left behind. The cannon sounding out from the port side they blew. We had our grape shot loaded now to reduce their crew. So we'll pillage and plunder and we'll take their jewels and gold. Cause living as a pirate, well, it won't ever get old. Now we'll raise up the colors so they tremble in fear. We'll scourge of the seven seas and lands both far and near. And we've coin in our pocket and we're known to spend it well. We'll end up in the locker or else we'll burn in hell. So we'll hoist the black, watch them tremble with fear. We're here for your riches, your women, and your beer.
Mark Gunn of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, Captain Nicholas London of the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and artist and adventurer Matt Letter have teamed up to create a new kind of podcast. This is the story of the crew of the Quasar. Listen in as Gus Mainsails, Jenny Malone, Mark Gunn, and a group of geeks bring you their take on adventure. All fandoms, all worlds, any time and any dimension is within their grasp. Come and take a trip on our airship at quasarship.com. That's QUASORSHIP.com.
Up, master, give us a pint of thy best. The courage of our men will be put to the test. Our great revolution, this country will save. We just need something to help us be brave. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. We'll sing songs of bravery, the best that you've heard, until we start slurring and forgetting the words. When our bladders feel heavy, but our heads feel light, that's when we'll know that we're ready to fight. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. We'll get less coherent as the evening wears on. Through blurry-eyed vision, we'll watch for the dawn. We'll stumble into battle, our hearts will be stout, and we'll be victorious, or else we'll pass out. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. We'll pick up our weapons and aim for their chests. With balance unsteady, we'll hope for the best. And if we should fail, our lives to defend, in one last act of courage, we'll vomit on them. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. Pub master, give us a pint of thy best. One minstrel's courage will be put to the test. The pub is surrounded. By dawn I'll be dead. My plan is to drink till I can't feel my head. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. Whiskey and beer will conquer our fear. Whiskey and beer are needed right here. To start a revolution takes courage and spunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk. To start a revolution, it helps to be drunk.
That last song was Whiskey and Beer, performed by Joni Minstrel from Joni Minstrel Kicks, the King.
The next song is Whiskey, Wine, and Beer, performed by Siler and Clark from Blue, and you can find out more at SilerClark.com. That is SilerClarc.com. We've gone from whiskey and beer, and we're going to get... Have we done rum yet? Can't remember now.
Yeah, we did rum.
Yeah. I picked all of these songs. I tried to find from our massive podcast library, and believe it or not, there are tons and tons of drinking songs, but a lot of them we've already played before, because this is the 13th drinking show episode.
Hey!
Beer, beer, beer.
I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer.
Hey, beer, beer, beer.
I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer.
Come on!
I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer.
Yes,
I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer.
Woo!
Lovely, lovely beer.
Oh, beer, beer, beer.
I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer. I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer.
Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer.
I like drinking beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm going for a beer. Beer, beer, beer. I'm gonna drink some beer.
Right now, our special patrons are listening to Cakes and Ale, performed by Jesse Linder and friends from Easy and Free.
And the next song they're listening to is Drink the Night Away, performed by the Crimson Pirates from Jack of All Trades. And you can find out more at crimsonpirates.com.
And then after that, they'll be listening to Moonshiner, performed by Barley Juice from A Night at the Pub.
And the last Patreon song is Meat, Bread, and Wine, performed by the Dread Crew of Oddwood, from Heavy Mahogany.
Want to have your say? Go nominate an act or a fair for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Nominations are being taken for the 2017 awards now, with voting to come in the fall. Go on over to renaissancefestivalawards.org now and cast your nomination.
Bill was once a sailor on a great and noble ship.
Oh, but Billy had a problem from a flask he liked to sip.
Yes, Billy liked his ale and rum.
Into a bottle he would run.
And drink himself both blind and dumb. His work began to slip. We would often see him with a flask clutched in his fist. And when we gave him orders, he would only get the gist. And if we pulled up near a beach, and there was rum just out of reach, he'd try to drain it like a leech. And everything would list. Drunken Billy sails the ocean blue, but starboard's hard to find. The only port he ever knew was of the drinking kind. He couldn't tell his fore from aft, his directions are the worst. The unkind fates all point and laugh. That drunken helmsman's cursed. There are many dangers for a good ship of the realm, for swarming pirates often would a good crew overwhelm. But one thing every sailor knew, when danger struck out of the blue, you could be certain this was true. 'Twas Billy at the helm. Drunken Billy sails the ocean blue, but starboard's hard to find. The only port he ever knew was of the drinking kind. He couldn't tell his fore from aft, his directions are the worst. The unkind fates all point and laugh. That drunken helmsman's curse. Billy wasn't sober when he sailed into the night. He thought a flash of lightning was a flickering tavern light. He turned the wheel to pull her in, the sky let loose with quite a din. The crew thought of their next of kin. The ship sank out of sight. Drunken Billy sails the ocean blue, but starboard's hard to find. The only port he ever knew was of the drinking kind. He couldn't tell his fore from aft, his directions are the worst. The unkind fates all point and laugh. That drunken helmsman's cursed. Billy made it to a lifeboat, though he feared the worst. He spied a ghostly ship and knew in doom he was immersed. The ship pulled up to take him on. He knew his hopes and dreams were gone. The ghostly captain said,
"Hang on, I hear that helmsman's cursed.
Drunken Billy sails the ocean blue, but starboard's hard to find. The only port he ever knew was of the drinking kind. He couldn't tell his fore from aft, and now he never will. He'd be better off in land-based craft instead of some old leaky raft. The unkind fates all point and laugh. He's in that lifeboat still. Drunken Billy sails the ocean blue, but starboard's hard to find. The only port he ever knew was of the drinking kind. He couldn't tell his fore from aft, his directions are the worst.
The unkind fates all point and laugh. That drunken helmsman's cursed.
That last song was Drunken Billy, performed by the Whiskey Bards from The Recruiter. Free rum ain't free. Find out more at facebook.com/whiskeybards.
We would like to give a heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein, Hank Woodward, and Mari Vopia. Thank you so much.
How are we doing? Is there a song or performer you would like to hear on the show? Email renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Call or text 478-CASTLES. That is 478-227-8537. Our last song is What Do You Do With a Drunken Ducky? Performed by Needfire.
From Waddles
From the Sea. Find out more at needfire.com, and that is not spelled how you think it is. It's needfyre.com.
Have a good night.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.